Hello, everybody. Yep, it's 1:30. I'm still awake, and I'm 2 hours away from being up for 24 hours. That's a typical Thursday at the end of my night shifts for me, believe it or not. So what I'm going to do right now, I need to unwind. Because right now, I'm tired to the point where I can't sleep. So I got a bowl here. I forgot what's in it. I think it's Kush. Or it's that stuff that mystery weed that I bought. I don't know what it is, but I started utilizing these bee lines again. Is this a bee line? Yeah, this is an authentic bee line hemp wick, or bee lasso. I mean, there's different companies that make this. Ital hemp wick. Essentially, it's all the same. It's all the same. Same product. I haven't had any weed in a few days, so this will be the first time. So, got my gear in line attached to the Mr. Fusion here, and I got some news about that too. So, but first, now, that was the Smoke Buddy, actually. I have this device called the Smoke Buddy. Hold on, let me just finish smoking this. I got this thing called a Smoke Buddy, which is a personal carbon filter that I use now to exhale into instead of going out of the window. The advantage of this is that, A, I can just exhale with my windows closed. And it doesn't matter if there's wind or not, because I'm exhaling into the Smoke Buddy, which filters out the smoke. It's fucking wicked. And the hemp wick really helps taking bigger rips, because you're not smoking, you're not inhaling the butane. The Smoke Buddy won, I think it won the High Times Cannabis Cup Award for best new product in 2000, what was it, 9? Yeah, it was when I was there. I know it was while I was there with Jazz. Although back then I didn't think much of it. But one thing I hate about these wicks, these hemp wicks, is they still have an amber glowing in them, you know, despite the fact that you emptied it out. You know, I'm going to clean this bowl. I'm going to use a new one. Good thing I always have another one ready. So today we record CBG 64, which is an N64 retrospect, as I mentioned last night. Actually, hold on, before I get into that, I just remembered what Brandon said on the last show. When we went on, that Gamer Hub, and after the show, we were still talking, and basically he was referring to me doing bong hits as, boy, you really like your chocolate milk, like I'm blowing bubbles with it. It's so fun. That was so funny. That was really, really funny. And that's what I'm going to call it for now. I wish I could get a cross-border gaming t-shirt that says, it's basically going to be a picture, a cartoon picture of a bong filled with chocolate milk and a straw coming out of the part where the bowl is supposed to go. And they'll say, got milk. Oh, trademark, frankly, 2008. 2011. Ah, shit, my computer wants me to restart. Okay, fine, I'll restart. Because I installed some updates here. Well, that'll just give me more time to talk to you while I go ahead and make myself another bowl. Let's use a fresh screen, shall we? I bought a lot of screens last time I went to a head shop, and so I'll be okay for a couple of months, which is good. I'm using brass screens for a change. I usually use what is the other one called? Stainless steel. I usually use the stainless steel ones, but not this time. I decided to do something else. There we go, it fits. It's not fitting in there correctly. There we go. So, that's, well, I'm going to do another one of these right now. Man, it's been a while since I've done this. Oh, like, you don't realize how much it hits you by the boo-boo until, you know, it's actually there and you realize, oh, man. And that's when it occurs to you that, holy shit, I haven't done this in a while. I better be careful. I have moments like that. Well, I'll just suddenly go, whoa, you know, you should have taken it a little bit more easy, because you haven't done this shit in a while. You know, relax a little bit. And fortunately, I'm not feeling that right now, but I have in the past, and it's usually the time when I realize, oh shit, it's too late. I'm going to be way too high and all this stuff. Where the fuck is my brush? I have a special brush, actually, that I use to brush the product out of the grinder, and I seem to be unable to find it. I think that's it. That's a clip. Gosh darn it. I hate it when that happens. I really do. And then I always find it in, like, the weirdest place. And then I actually remember putting it there and thinking, oh, man, you know, it's a bad idea to put that here. You're probably not going to find it. You know, after. Goodness gracious. I can't believe this. Very typical stoner moment right there. You just listened to one. God fucking damn it. Oh well, that's your own fault. I know what's gonna be. I know it's nearby here. There it is. See, I'm not a total idiot. Only partial idiot. So we're going to record our N64 retrospect. Vic is coming. I hope he does, but he did a plan B. He goes, just in case. He recorded about 9 minutes worth of audio boo. Which is good. Just in case. It's not just going to be James H-Bomb and I. Otherwise, it's just going to be him and I if James can't make it. But we'll see. We'll be using the new recording method, which means the show is going to be up as soon as we finish. And I tag it and stuff like that. Alrighty, we've got another bowl ready here. Dude, this Beeline stuff is awesome. It just makes the pot taste so much better. I don't know why everybody doesn't use this. Well, there's people who argue that, you know, a pure flame is blue, right? And this thing is pretty yellow. So they're saying it doesn't make a difference. That's what we call one toke over the line. Oh, good thing I got some water. Feels like I just took a wax hit. Holy shit. God, I don't know how people do that. How they do the wax hits. I mean, it's just so much THC. Personally, I think that's going a little far. On the other hand, I've never done a true wax dab. So, you know what? What the fuck do I know? I'm just a moron who's assuming. that really hit me hard. I still had some stuff grinded up from last week, and I loaded that into the pipe. Alright, that's it, man. That's enough. That's more than enough. Oh, man. I am pretty baked. I'm actually tremendously baked. And I really gotta... Next week, during my 7 days off, man, I gotta utilize a whole day to clean all my glass. Like, just buy a whole bunch of different bottles of glass cleaner. And, you know, utilize them, of course. Anyhow, I think I've rambled on enough here. I forgot everything I want to talk about. But yeah, again, welcoming Brandon to Audioboo. And I'm very sure he will make me proud. Although I don't think he listens to these, but we'll see. Anyways, until next time, toodles.